In local news, an additional 11 northern hairy-nosed wombats have been transported from Epping Forest National Park in Queensland's central west to Palrunner State Forest in the southwest. The translocation program began in May 2024 and is an integral aspect of the recovery program, which aims to establish a third population of the critically endangered wombat in Queensland. The northern hairy-nosed wombat was once found across Queensland and New South Wales and was believed to have been extinct until its rediscovery in the 1930s. The goal of the project is to transport at least 60 wombats from Palrunner to Palrunner by 2026, and there are hopes that the population will grow and become self-sustaining, much like the other two sites in Queensland.
Mossman cane growers are trialling different crops as they move away from sugarcane due to the closure of their local mill near Port Douglas. The current harvest is to be trucked 100 kilometres to a mill in Mulgrave, but many fear that this is not an economically sustainable solution. To support growers in Mossman, the Queensland government announced a $12.5 million package, with $6 million going towards travel costs to ensure growers are able to make a profit, and the other $6 million to be put towards future possibilities. Determined to stay on the land, farmers in the region, many of whom are multi-generational, are attempting to grow other crops such as banner grass.
In national news, more than $60 million will be refunded to low-income Australians by banks after a report investigating banking solutions for Indigenous consumers revealed a larger nationwide issue. According to the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, the watchdog had put banks on notice after the report revealed at least 2 million Australians who rely on Centrelink payments were being charged high bank account fees. Since the report was released in 2024, the banks involved have refunded more than $33 million to the customers in the report. Three of the four banks, ANZ, Bendigo Bank and Westpac, have all committed to refunding more low-income customers which were not involved in the initial report but were part of the 2 million Australians identified to have been charged incorrectly. Commonwealth Bank has said it has no intention of refunding any customers which were not covered by the initial report.
A trial to remove shark nets from three Sydney and Central Coast beaches has been welcomed by scientists across the country. Shark nets were first introduced in the 1930s, and the program quickly expanded to include 51 beaches across the state. Shark nets are about 150 meters long and are installed about 500 meters offshore, and are one of the components of the state's shark management program, which also include drone surveillance, real-time detection, and shark tagging. Marine biologist Lawrence Chelbeck likened the nets to table tennis nets on a soccer pitch, explaining that sharks are easily able to swim over and under the nets, with 40% of sharks actually caught within the net. Beaches in the council areas of Waverley, the Central Coast, and Northern Beaches have all been asked to nominate a beach where the nets can be removed, and they have until the 22nd of August to make their decision.
In international news, for the first time, Israeli humanitarian group B'Tselem and Physicians for Human Rights Israel have labelled the nation's actions in Gaza a genocide. The groups released dual reports yesterday afternoon outlining allegations against Israeli authorities during the ongoing 22-month conflict. Titled Our Genocide, B'Tselem's report provided information which the organization expressed was cause for a charge of genocide against Israel. B'Tselem Executive Director Yuli Novak said recent actions of the Israeli government meant the group had to acknowledge the truth. Israel is committing genocide against the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, he said. Novak said the Israeli government took advantage of the fear following the October 7th attack to impose a, quote, violent and discriminatory regime.
For your weather today, Brisbane is starting to warm up after a chilly morning. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is now moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thank you for that. We'll see you again at 11 a.m.
Yes,
with more updates.
You.
All right, we'll go to a track. We've got a little bit of a theme happening here on musically on today's show, and Yeah, yeah, we'll talk about it more very, very soon. But I think this is a really good way to start here on Workers' Power on 4ZZZ.